Hi and welcome to Maths It Podcast H24. This podcast covers a higher GCSE revision topic of averages and time series. Question 1 deals with a stem and leave table. The stem and leave table shows results of the ages of 30 passengers on a bus. For part A of the question, we need to write down the number of people aged 37. Now the stem, the bit to the left of the vertical line, tells us the tens. So we're looking for 3 in this. We then need to see how many 7s there are in this row. We can see there are 2 7s, so there are 2 people aged 37 on the bus. For part B, we need to work out the range. This will be the highest value minus the lowest value. The highest value will appear in the row that begins with a 5 for 50. The number at the end of this is 5, which means that the highest value, the oldest a person was on the bus, is 55. For the lowest, we need to look at the row that starts with a 1 for the tens. The lowest number in this row is 8, so the youngest person was 18. So to find the range, we need to do 55 minus 18, which gives us 37. And finally for this question, part C, we need to work out the median. The median of a set of data is the middle value when the values are in order. A stem and leaf table shows the values in order, so all we need to do is find the middle one. There are 2 ways to do this. As there are 30 passengers, we want to find the 15th and 16th values. So starting at the top of the stem and leaf table, the 8, which stands for 18, we need to count on 15. So the 8 is the first one, the second 8 is the second one. Keep counting until we find that we get to 37. The 16th value is the very next one, which is also 37. This means that the median is halfway between 37 and 37, or 37. The alternative way to find the median is to cross off the first and last values, and keep doing this until you're left with only 1 or 2 values left. So if you cross off the 8 for the 18, and the 5 for the 55, then the next 8 for 18, and the 3 for 53, then the 9 for the 19, and the 3 for 53, and keep going, you'll find that the last 2 numbers remaining are 37 and 37. So again, the median's halfway between these, 37. And now on to question 2. Question 2 has a grouped frequency table giving information about the length of reign of each of 41 kings. For the first part, we have to write down the class interval that contains the median. If there are 41 kings, it means that the median will be the 21st value. This leaves 20 values less and 20 values more. So we want to find out which group, or which class interval, the 21st value appears in. Now, to do this, we can simply see that the number of kings for 0 to 10 years is 14, the number of kings for 10 to 20 years is 13. If we add these together, we get 27. So the 21st value must be in the 10 to 20 range. So the class that contains the median is 10, is less than L, is less than or equal to 20. You should write it down like this. For part B, we need to calculate an estimate for the mean length of reign. Now, the reason it's an estimate is that we don't know the exact values of the length of reign of the kings, since we're given them in regions. So what we first need to do is find the mid-interval value for each class interval. For the first one, this is halfway between 0 and 10, or 5. This can be written in the next column next to the number of kings. Then we can find the mid-interval value for 10 to 20, this would be 15. Mid-interval value for 20 to 30 is 25. For 30 to 40 is 35. And for 40 to 50 is 45. These estimate the length of reign of the kings that we've got in our frequency column. So we've got 14 kings and we estimate that they have a reign of 5 years each. We want the total reign of all of these kings, so we do 5 times 14, which gives us 70. This should go in the final column of the table. We then do 13 times 15 is 195. 8 times 25 is 200. 35 times 4 is 140. And finally, 2 times 45 is 90. If we then add up these total lengths of reign of those groups, 70, add 195, add 200, add 140, add 90 is 695. We then need to divide the total length of reign of all of the kings by the number of kings that we have in our survey, which is 41. So 695 divided by 41 gives you 16.95121 and more digits on your calculator. We can simply round this off to 17.0 years. This gives it to three significant figures and is a reasonable degree of accuracy. For question 3, we're given a frequency table, but this time not a grouped frequency table, since the data is discrete. We have to work out the mean level achieved. This time it's not an estimate, since we have the exact values. We need to do something similar to the previous question. We need to multiply the level gained by the number of students gaining that level. This gives us the total of the levels in that group. So 3 times 2 is 6, 4 times 3 is 12, 5 times 5 is 25, 6 times 13, 78, and 7 times 7 is 49. You should use the last column in the table to record these numbers. If we then add together the total of the levels by each group, we get the total of all the levels from all the students. So 6 plus 12 plus 25 plus 78 plus 49 gives us 170. We then need to divide this by the number of students in the survey. There were 30 students, so 170 divided by 30 is 5.6 recurring. We can round this to three significant figures, if you like, to give 5.67 as the mean. Question 4 is aimed at testing your understanding of what mean actually is. We're told that a swimming club has 60 members. 25 of the members are boys, and 35 of the members are girls. We're also told that the mean weight of all of the 60 members is 59.20 kilograms, and that the mean weight of the 25 boys is 67.18 kilograms. We have to calculate the mean weight of the 35 girls. The first thing to do here is to try to find the total weight of all the members of the swimming club. Since the mean of the 60 members is 59.20, if you multiply 59.20 by 60, this should give us the total weight of all of the members of the swimming club, since the mean is the total weight divided by the number of members. This gives you 3,552 kilograms. So the total weight of all the members of the swimming club is 3,552 kilograms. We can then work out the total weight of the boys in the swimming club. We can do this in a similar way by multiplying 25 by 67.18. This gives us 1,679.5 kilograms. Using these values, we can then work out the total weight of the girls, as it's simply the total weight of all the members subtract the total weight of the boys. So 3,552 minus 1,679.5 gives us 1,872.5. This is the total weight of the girls. So to find the mean weight of the girls, we divide the total weight of the girls by the number of girls, which we're told is 35. So 1,872.5 divided by 35 gives us 53.5 kilograms, which is our final answer for this part. For part B, we're given different information. We're told that there are two Year 6 classes in a particular primary school. The mean height of pupils in the first class is P metres, and the mean height of pupils in the second class is Q metres. Mr. Kane, the headmaster, says that the mean height of all Year 6 pupils is equal to P plus Q divided by 2. In order for this to be true, one of two conditions must be satisfied. We have to write down these conditions. Firstly, if the mean of one class is identical to the mean of the other class, then when we add them together and divide by 2, this will give us the same mean, which of course is true. So our first condition is that P is equal to Q, and that's all you need to write down, P equals Q. For the second condition, in order for the mean to be the means added together divided by 2, the number of pupils in each class must be equal, since if they weren't equal, one class would have a bigger influence on the mean than the other, and we couldn't simply add them together and divide by 2. So, for the second condition, write down, number of pupils in each class is equal. Questions 5 and 6 are the time series questions on this worksheet. Question 5 deals with the number of orders received each month by a small company. We're asked to work out the first two 4-month moving averages for the data. A 4-month moving average starts with the first 4 months and calculates the mean for these data. We then move on by 1 month, use the next 4 items of data and find the mean of these. You don't move on 4 months, which is a common error. So the first one will be 3 plus 21 plus 15 plus 29, which gives us 78. Divide this by 4, 78 divided by 4 gives us 19.5, which is our first 4-month moving average. For the second one, we move 1 month on, so we use 21 plus 15 plus 29 plus 24, this gives us 89. 89 divided by 4 gives us 22.5, this is the second one. As I've said, a common error would be to use the May to August data for the second 4-month moving average. Make sure you don't make this mistake in your exam. Finally, question 6 tests our understanding of moving averages and why we use them. We're told that Timothy Softy starts a new ice cream business selling ice creams from a van, and we're given a table showing the sales figures for his first 10 days in business. We're told that Timothy wants to use moving averages to analyse his sales figures, and we have to explain why he should use a 7-day moving average. The reason for this is that the takings are seasonal over 7 days. Saturday and Sunday have more sales than the rest of the week. So a 7-day moving average would even out the variables. This would allow us to analyse the figures over time to see if there are any trends. For part B, we have to calculate the 4 7-day moving averages for the data. So the first one will be the first 7 items of data added together, then divided by 7. For this we have 153 plus 258 plus 85 plus 68 plus 95 plus 104 plus 102. This gives us 865. Divide this by 7 gives us 123.571, and so on. We can round this off to 124. We then need to do the same thing for the rest. This should give you, for the second moving average, 144, the third 157, and the fourth 160. For part C, we're asked what this shows about the general trend of Timothy's sales. Now, as the moving averages are increasing, we can say that Timothy's sales are increasing. And that concludes Maths It Podcast H24 on averages and time series.